Zakta Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Pesachim Perik Tes Mishnah Yud. Shtei Chaburas, we have over here two groups. Shenis Arvu Pischeyen. Their karbanis were mixed up. Unlike in the previous Mishnah where it was lost, here we have the two animals. We have group Aleph, group Beis. We have two animals, we have two sheep, but we don't know which one was designated for which. So there's an eight, so there's a solution. Elu Moishchin Lohen Echad? Vi Elu Moishchin Lohen Echad? Elu, group Aleph, takes one carbon and says, officially this is ours. We're not sure yet, but for all practical purposes, we're going to consider this sheep ours. The Elu and the other group, Moishchin Lohen Echad, they take one sheep and they say, okay, for all practical purposes, we're going to consider this ours. What do you mean you're going to consider it yours, but you don't know which one is yours? Okay, this is just step number one. We're not finished yet. Step number two is, Echad me Elu, Bali Etzel Elu. A member of one group comes to the other group, the Echad me Elu, Bali Etzel Elu. And a member of the other group comes to this group. One member from Chabura Aleph goes over to Chabura Beis, and one member from Chabura Beis goes over to Chabura Aleph. Now step number three. V'kach heim oimrim. And this is what they say to the yachid, to the individual who joined them. They say as follows. Im shalonu hu ha-pesach hazeh. If this is our Pesach, if we pick the right one, then yodecha meshuchais mishalach. You withdraw from yours, because before the shechita you can pull out of a group. Then imneisa al shalonu, and count yourself into ours. If we pick the wrong one, it really belongs to the other group. Well, you're from the other group, so let it be known. If this Pesach is really yours, so yadeinu meshuchais mishalanu, we pull out of ours, v'nimninu al shalach, and we're counting ourselves into yours. Let me ask you a question. Why do I need one person to come over? Why do I need one person from Chabura Aleph to go over to Chabura Beis and one person from Chabura Beis to go over to Chabura Aleph? Let the two groups each take a carbon and let them say, this is ours, fine. If not, so we withdraw from our original and we join this one. And the other group will say the same thing. Why do I need this, like, transfer? Why do I need one person changing teams, so to speak? And the answer is, as we have discussed earlier, you cannot leave a carbon Pesach without Bailam. If you have a carbon Pesach without a Balabas, it automatically becomes Pasul. So if everyone's going to pull out, saying, oh, and if this isn't ours, we all pull out right there and then, the carbon is Pasul. You can't have all the people from an original Chabura pulling out. The Pesach has to be left with at least one person. So I avoid this problem of a Pesach B'loi Bailam by having one individual step over to the other side. And therefore, again, we make the statement to him, if this is ours, then you leave yours and come over to ours. And if this is yours, we leave ours and we come over to yours. But we're covered. No Pesach was left here without Bailam. Sakta Mishnah Vaita. Now, this may sound oyvei, very complicated, but really, if you understand the first case, the second case is going to be almost that simple. V'chein, chamesh chaburas. Let's say we have five groups. Shel chamisha chamish. We have five groups. Each one has five members. V'shel asara asara. Or as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, you had over here 10 groups. Each one had 10 members. And all the karbonis got mixed up. Nisht gefarlach. Don't panic. We can apply the same formula. Moishchen lohen echad mikal chabura v'chabura. They take to themselves one person from each group, v'chein hein aimrim, and basically, we're going to say the same thing that we did when you only had two groups. Let's take the case where you had five groups, and there are five members in each group. So really what I'm going to do is I'm going to form five new groups. And the five new groups are made up of one person from each of the original group. That keeps me safe. That assures me I'm not leaving any carbon over here without Bailam. V'chein heimaymer, and this is what they say, one to another. Four people of the new group are going to say to the fifth member, listen, if this carbon Pesach we chose belonged to you, the four of us, we're Moshech, we disconnect from our original Chabura, from our four different Karbanais, and we join you. And then the fifth member, the one they send us to, he joins with three of the other members. And they're going to say this to the next person. And we continue to do this until every person over here listened to four other people say this memra. If the Pesach we chose is yours, we join you. You have to repeat this in all of the groups. And again, the reason we have to do this is to make sure that none of the Karbanites are left without Bailam. But if you do this, you cover yourself. So real quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We had Shtei Chabura Shenis Arvu Pischein, two groups that got mixed up. They didn't know whose Karban was who. Again, it was before Shechita. It's only before Shechita that you can disconnect yourself from a Chabura. And our whole Eitz is based on at least the possibility of either the Yachid or the Rabbim disconnecting themselves. So again, we have two groups, their carbon got mixed up. They don't know whose sheep belongs to who. Each one picks a sheep. Then one member from each group goes over to the other group. And they say to him, if we pick the right one, you leave yours and come over to us. If we pick the wrong one, if it's really your carbon from your group, we withdraw from ours and we go over to you. And the same is true if you have five groups. Each one has five members that were counted in for this carbon. And everything got mixed up over here. Okay, nishkeferlich. It just may take some time. But what we're going to do is, each chabura is going to pick one carbon Pesach. The five people in each chabura are going to divide themselves up. In other words, five new groups are formed. And each one is going to have one member from each of the original groups. And four of the new group are going to say to the fifth member, if the Pesach we chose really was yours, okay, the four of us, we disconnect, and we join yours. And then this fifth member, to whom the people said this to, he joins with three of the other members, and he forms a new group. And they're going to make this statement to someone else. The bottom line is, every single person over here was told by the other four. We're going to rotate things that every single person over here is going to be told by the other four. If the Pesach we chose is yours, we disconnect from our original one, we join you. And if we do this, we make sure that all bases are covered, so to speak. Everyone either has their original carbon or they joined a new one. And none of the carbonists were left at any moment without Bailam.